Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Victory in Jesus, and then part four of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Rescued from Darkness, taken from Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14.
I'm supposed to do something. Have y'all got mouths?
Yes, we do.
Can you talk?
Yes, we can.
Praise God.
Amen.
I just wonder how many of you got victory this morning.
Amen.
I mean real victory down in your soul. I mean victory today that's taken the devil and slapped him around. Let me tell you what, he's a defeated foe today. You say, boy, he sure has been giving me a fit. Well, why don't you just tell him to back off in Jesus' name and claim the victory that God's got for you. Amen. I'm glad today that we have victory through the Lord Jesus Christ, His blood, His atonement, His cross, and what He accomplished for us. Amen. I am so glad today that I'm not living on the side called defeat. I'm living on the side that is called victory. And my victory today is found in Him. Amen. We're going to go back and sing a chorus one more time. And you jump back up to your feet right now. Put your hands together and make some noise for the Lord. Amen. Because we've got victory in Jesus. And the world cannot take away what God's put in you. Come on. Put your hands together. Come on. Make some noise. Amen. We didn't come in here today just sit around and look at each other. We came in here to praise the Lord. And He's worthy of our praise. Amen. That's it. You getting it now? Amen. It's not hard, is it? Praise God. Amen. Now they're going to sing the chorus one more time. And you sing with them. I'm going to stand over here and watch. Are you ready?
Oh, victory in Jesus.
Come on now.
My Savior forever.
Praise God.
And He loved me and He bought me.
Yes, Lord.
His redeeming
blood. Glory to God.
He loved me and
we must never forget the price that was paid at the cross and the great price that was paid through the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ went to the execution place called Calvary, that He bore our shame. He bore our shackles. He bore our sins. He bore our death. He took the chains of darkness that had us bound up, and glory to God, He set us free. Amen. And friend, let me tell you what, I'm glad He shattered the chains. And what Satan tries to bring back to you today, he cannot put on you. Because the chains today, it just didn't get a broken link. The chains have been shattered. There's no trace found any longer. He'll work on your mind and try to ensnare you today with your thoughts and with your life and with where things are going in your life. Folks, let me remind you today, who's delivered you and who's still with you today? And it's the Lord Jesus Christ. So rebuke the devil. Spit in his eye. And remind him, you no longer are his belonging. You now belong to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Adonai, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I think about this. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Because of Jesus, you've been rescued from darkness. Because of Jesus, you've been redeemed from death. Because of Jesus that you've been set free to live life and live it more abundantly. Yes, the thief, he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life. I'm glad He didn't put a period there. And that you might have life in its abundance. Amen. All done by the grace of God. Undeserving, unmerited, but thank God He gave it. And thank God, all done today through the very love of Almighty God. You know, to be rescued from darkness, we've got to come to a place and understand how God's grace works. You say, well, preacher, I just can't explain it. Well, let me just put it to you this way. God's grace is a gift. Amen. And He gives us forgiveness and redemption, not because we have a right to it. He gives it to us because He loves us. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. See, we've missed the message.
The church today is hung up, and sometimes I will just sit down and search websites to see what priorities and mission and what focus churches are all about. And it seems like the mentality of the church today is spelt S-H-O-W. The church has become a show, entertainment. The power of the cross has been removed. Preaching on the blood has been removed. And it becomes more about, I understand people need to be ministered to in their needs, but you know what? If we today bypass the need of Jesus and the blood and the need of surrender and the need of yielding and living to Him, we have totally missed the message. We've just become another entertainment center. That's not what Jesus is about. This is the house of mercy, as I preached about last Sunday. This is the house where Jesus built. We are God's people and the sheep of His pasture. And we have a message, and that message is still about this one that is called Jesus. And if we fail in that message of providing today salvation for the world to see Jesus in us, come on to our church. We've got great entertainment. We've got great programs. No, come to our church because we profess and proclaim and believe and preach the Word of God about Jesus. Amen. These things are secondary, and our folks are doing a fantastic job in their areas of ministry. But let me tell you what, nothing supersedes today the Word and Jesus and salvation and the blood and the cross. Amen. If we go that route, we might as well burn the building down and forget about it. Amen. So the gift of God's grace does not come with any cost to us. It comes with a price that He paid. And so we realize that this price that He paid, that we have been bought with a price. So what does He say about that? He says, if you've been bought with a price, then you should glorify God in your being today. This gift was so precious. It costs God His only Son. This gift was so precious that we cannot take it for granted. This gift was so precious that we've got to understand and embrace today God's grace and how that we can live in God's grace. And so there are two kinds of people in this world today. And listen to carefully what I'm going to say. There are those today who believe in grace and works. That's wrong. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. How many are trying to work their way into God's favor? It won't work. You today, listen, God's grace today is sufficient. But when you today think that you've got to have grace and works, in other words, you can't get into God's presence unless you have grace and works, you're totally missing the mark. It's all by grace. His grace is an abundance of grace today. Folks, let me tell you what. If we had to work to get it, it would not be a gift, would it? But God so loved the world that He gave a gift. Jesus. Second thing is, those who take God's grace for granted. I mean, today we just said, well, you know, it is what it is. No, it's not is what it is. It's something today that's distinguished. It's something today that is lifted up. It's something today that is exalted. Amen. So the question for you today, do you love God enough to quit sinning? Don't get quiet on me. But preacher, you know, we all are sinners. Don't justify your sin. So you make a conscious choice for what you do in life. You make a decision. Yeah, but you don't know. Let's not play the blame game. What sins we commit, we decide to commit. But I was having a bad day. Oh? Anybody ever had a bad day in life? See, we're responsible for what we do. And when we violate God's Word, we've got to go to God and ask God to forgive us.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.